Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's 5 days to the New Hampshire primary, where former President Donald Trump will try to tighten his grasp on his third straight Republican presidential nomination. But New Hampshire's Republican governor, Chris Sununu, says the Republican he's endorsing, Nikki Haley, can still spring a surprise.
The fact that she's challenging him to actually win the state, something no one in the media ever thought was possible, that gets everybody really excited. I mean, that's a big hill to climb, to be sure.
Trump traveled to New Hampshire late Wednesday. He spent the first part of the day in a courtroom in New York City where a civil trial is determining whether he has to pay damages for defaming a woman who accused him of sexual assault. There are nearly 80 million people across the U.S. under some kind of cold or snow alert. This cold snap has been linked to at least 37 deaths since Sunday. Today, the Justice Department will release its report on how police responded to the 2022 Uvalde, Texas school shooting, and the U.S. military launched another strike on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen. This is ABC News. Police in New York City say they have arrested a 27-year-old suspect in a recent stabbing spree in Queens. At least five people were attacked. Police say those attacks were seemingly at random. Fitness guru Richard Simmons is making a rare public statement. This time, it's about a new film that's focused on him.
A trailer was released for a short film called The Court Jester, with comedian Pauly Shore playing Richard Simmons, reclusive fitness icon, issuing a rare statement. The 75-year-old saying on Facebook, "They may be doing a movie about me with Pauly Shore. I have never given my permission for this movie, so don't believe everything you read. I no longer have a manager, and I no longer have a publicist. I just try to live a quiet life and be peaceful." The production company behind the film saying, "While we would love to have Simmons involved, we respect his desire to privacy and plan to produce a movie that honors him, celebrates him, and tells a dramatic story."
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The musical lineup announced for next month's Super Bowl, country music star Reba McEntire will sing the national anthem. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. As students begin the spring semester, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services encourages parents and caregivers to be aware of data that shows young people experience large increases in self-harm injuries at certain times of the year. That includes when school resumes after the winter holidays. At the Capitol, lawmakers unveil a new investment plan for new parents. Using existing funds, the WISKIDS legislation will start a 529 account and invest $25 for every student born or adopted in Wisconsin. The dollars invested in the account will be used for the same purposes and allowed expenses as the 529 program. And now's the time to start filing your taxes. The IRS will formally start accepting returns at the end of January, but you can get your e-filing done right now, and they'll be put into the queue for when processing starts. If you're intending to use the IRS free file program, be sure to start on IRS.gov and follow the links.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Culbison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Culbison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information. And to find a Culbison terminal near you.
Calling all moms. Looking for a great part-time job? Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Culbison and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Cobeson. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Today, I sentence you to lunch in jail. That's right, jail. The Cell Block in downtown Durand features a homemade soup and salad bar Tuesday and Wednesday from 11 to 2 and all day Thursday and Friday during Fish Fry Fridays. Join the Cell Block for bingo Tuesday nights at 6:30 and open mic every second and fourth Thursdays from 6 to 9 p.m. Visit the Cell Block's Facebook page for daily specials and get yourself locked up for lunch today at the Cell Block in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some light snow in the forecast for later this afternoon and tonight. Amounts won't be heavy, less than an inch across most of the region. Today, a little sun early on. The snow will start mid to late afternoon. Our high today near 10. Tonight, light snow, 2 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 6 above. If you love good barbecue, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
God bless Texas.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Little Texas and God Bless Texas. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Coming up this hour, we'll have Today in History, opening farm markets as well. Joining us right now from the Lake O'Galley Association, Ted Weinzierl. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming Lake O'Galley Association's first annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament and Winter Event. That's going to be on the 27th in O'Galley. Ted, good morning.
Morning, Brian. Yeah, that's quite a mouthful to say there. The name of that got lengthy, but we wanted to make sure we included Clarence on that. He's done a lot for the lake with the Sportsman's Club and things like that. So with the event, everybody knows the weather we've been having has not been favorable for ice making. So we've been concerned about safety on the lake, you know, with the number of people that are talking about coming and vehicles and people wanting to get down there. So we got some ways to handle that. And the way we're going to do this is we're going to set up several different parking areas for people to probably unload their cars in a drop zone and then be shown around to where they can get parked and whatnot and shuttled out to the ice. So you know, the Lake O'Galley Association, we have a couple big fundraisers that we do through the year. The first one was our Ryan Sport Shop gift card raffle, and that was paired with our golf outing. The second one is of course, our ice fishing contest. And the point of the Lake O'Galley Association, our whole drive is to organize or raise the funds towards dredging portions of the lake. That way we can preserve it for generations to come. And with that said, I guess I should give everybody a little bit of an update. Dave Bloomer did complete our aquatic plant management plan this fall, and we did just recently approve that, and then he's going to be able to submit that to the DNR. That aquatic plant management plan is something that's needed to be submitted and approved by the DNR, and it's one step that we needed to complete towards being granted a dredging permit. So these fundraisers we're doing are very important to the Lake O'Galley Association and, you know, the people of Lake O'Galley and the people that enjoy the lake, because we're the only ones responsible for the lake, and that's the way we're going to be able to maintain it and improve it. So, but with that said, back to the ice fishing contest. It is going to be a week from Saturday, January 27th. The ice is going to be thick enough to have as many people out there as we want. On Monday this week, there was 7 inches of good ice down there. And we've been making ice all week this week. So hopefully we can get closer to that 10 inches or a foot. But next week doesn't look like a very good ice making week again.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. And but we'll have to watch that. And coming up, we're going to talk with Ted as well. There's a very, very, very valuable fish lurking in Lake O'Galley. And no, it's not the Loch Ness Monster. But we'll tell you about it here coming up, along with some of the other events going on with the winter event and ice fishing tournament. Maybe you're like me. I'm not going sitting on a bucket. Ain't happening. But you want to still come out and enjoy the event. A lot of other things happening with that as well. We'll talk with Ted about some of those here coming up. Right now, here's Kenny Chesney. This is There Goes My Life. It's 9:14.
All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for ditching this town and hanging out on the coast. Oh, well, those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life. There goes my future. There goes my life. A couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later, that mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator. Oh yeah, he loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleeve tight. Blue eyes and bouncing curls. He smiles. There goes my life. There goes. Pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life. There goes my future. My everything. I love you, baby. Goodbye. There goes my life. There goes my life. Baby, goodbye. Baby, goodbye. There goes my life.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kenny Chesney, There Goes My Life, 918. I'm Brian Winnikins. Ted Weinzerl with the Lake O'Galley Association is joining us. It's the first annual Clarence Schneider ice fishing contest and winter event as well on the 27th in O'Galley. So, Ted, we have a special fish in the lake right now, right? Or going to be in the lake? Or well, is it in the lake?
She's in the lake, but she isn't tagged yet. So next week, we're tasked with going out. We have to be successful. We got to hook a northern. That's what we're trying to do. And get it up to the surface and tag that fish and then re-release it. We're going to re-release that probably Friday night before the contest.
So if I catch the tag, now I thought the fish had a name.
Well, it's O'Gal.
Oh,
clever.
Nice. Okay, I catch O'Gal. What do I get?
So the prize associated with that fish, if you can pull that up, bring it over to the weigh station. If you're lucky enough to catch that, you walk away with $20,000.
Whoa, $20,000. There you go.
So
it, you know, I might have to sit on a bucket and try and fish.
You know, it is going to be nice that day. It's looking to be 38 degrees, so you could maybe do it.
You know, if I went over to, you know, if I could go over to Dick's and get one of their really cool little ice castles. See, now I have a TV, I have a bar, I have heat, and, you know, you just pull it out there and, you know, I have a bed so I don't have to go anywhere. I can, you know, take a nap, the whole deal. Now you're kind of talking my language here. You know, a bucket?
Well, everybody does it their own way. So all day we're going to have a lot of prizes and raffles and such associated with this thing. But as for the fishing contest itself, we're paying out on four species of fish. First prize for each one is $150. Second prize is $100, and third place is $50. So there'll be $1,200 cash given out in the fishing contest, along with that $20,000 fish that's swimming around in the lake.
Now, I got to ask. Now, members of the Lake O'Galley Association are not accepting bribes to say, here's the secret spot to go, right?
No, you can try to bribe us, but I think we'll keep it pretty tight-lipped. You know,
try to bribe us. I like that. You could try, right? Okay. Because, I mean, if you tell us where the good spots are, then, well, you'd have to throw us in those big, bad spots or over the dam. So I've heard that story before. I know how that works.
Right.
You know, former conservation warden Rassi, I used to say, look, you work for us, pal. I pay part of your salary. You're going to tell me where the good spots are. Oh, I can't do that, Brian. Then take me out. Well, and he's like, I can take you anywhere you want. And I'll say, yeah, this is the secret spot. They're just not biting today. I know how this works.
Yeah. So, you know, it should be a pretty fun event for adults and kids alike out there fishing. And that's just a part of the day. We also at the same time have the winter event going on in the church hall down there. And I should start off by saying that the way we're going to organize all this, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of people attending, we're encouraging everybody to pre-register for fishing. That will be from 9 to 11 at the church hall. If you want to fish and you show up at 11:15, or you're on the lake and you got a line wet at 11:15 and you catch a fish and you want to enter that contest, you're out. You have to be pre-registered for this thing. And we're hoping to do most of that registration up at the hall. With that said, we plan on wristbanding every attendee that comes. That does a couple of things. It gives everybody an ID number that they can use to get in on the various raffles and drawings for the day. It quickens and simplifies that end of things, and it also keeps track of the number of people that are there in a simple way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a tracking device for us, and it simplifies it for the guests that are enjoying things down there at the lake. So entry for the fishing contest is going to be $10. When you come into the church hall, you'll go through kind of a registration process where you're asked if you're fishing. You'll be asked if you want a dinner ticket, and if you want to just participate in the winter event, you can do that as well, and you'll be wristbanded and numbered accordingly. It should be a fairly quick and painless process to do. So registration is from 9 to 11 at the church hall. 11 to 2 is the fishing contest. We encourage everybody to weigh their fish live. If you want your fish to count, it has to be weighed live. That does two things for us. It keeps people weighing fish throughout the contest. So if you catch a nice one, you know, you're not going to want that thing to die and not weigh it. So it'll encourage you to come up and get the thing weighed, and you can choose to either re-release it or have the weighman release it or keep it if you choose. So the weigh-in will be throughout the contest, but we do have an extended weigh-in period after the contest ends from 2 to 2:30, just to make sure we can get everybody's fish accounted for. After the fishing contest ends, we're encouraging everybody to come up to the church hall, of course, because we're having a chicken dinner that day. We're actually offering, for the same price, it's $8, you get a quarter chicken or two hot dogs. And the reason why we're offering the hot dogs is because it's easy to do out on the mm-hmm. ice.
Oh, yeah.
And some kids would maybe rather prefer that. So
sure, you bet.
It's going to be a quarter chicken, chips, and a cookie. some cheese, and your choice of either water or milk along with that for $8. So it's a pretty good value for the dinner. We're offering pop, water for $1, and beer will be $2 then throughout the day.
Right.
At the bartenders there at the church hall, you can get beer tickets or just buy beer as you choose. And food and beer will be offered on the ice as well. When the contest is done, I don't know if everybody knows, but we're hoping to have you down there, Brian, doing some announcing for us and throughout the day. But at 3:30, we're going to announce the fishing awards. That would be for the either the $20,000 old gal that might be caught or just the top three of the four species of fish that we're paying out on for the day. Then at 4 o'clock, we're going to move on to there is a special fishing door prize. So when you come in and get wristbanded, we'll mark your band with an F if you are participating in fishing, and we'll put your name in a separate bucket. And if you are fishing that day, you automatically get entered into two things. You get entered into a Braten cheese curd giveaway. We're doing that every half hour. And then every hour on the hour, we're going to give away a $100 cash drawing. Everybody that is wristbanded and comes that day is in on that contest or in on those door prizes. And if you're in on the fishing, there is a special fishing door prize that will be related accordingly. So whether that's some fishing rods or I think there's an ice fishing drill and maybe a two-man shack with that, something along that line. So those door prizes will be drawn at 4, followed up at 4:15 with the booze cart and 50-50 announcements. And then we move on to our basket raffles. And we have a lot of generous donors in the area because our basket raffles aren't little baskets. They're more of a bundle raffle.
Okay.
Each one, there, I think there's at least 10, and they're all valued at $400 or better.
Wow. All right.
So it should be a pretty good raffle with that. And the Lega Mega, that stands for the Lake O'Galley Association Mega Raffle. The Lega Mega has 10 very good prizes associated with that. There's a Quiet Cat bike, for instance, that's the top prize. Ground blind, Earrings 24 Classic snowblower, a pair of kayaks, a battery-operated snowblower, and so on. There's a lot of good prizes that go along with these raffles. And then we at 5:30 will be our final raffle announcement for the day will be the gun raffle. And we went out and got 10 really nice guns for this thing. I could tell you that we spent close to $10,000 on those 10 guns.
Okay.
So with that said, it's going to be quite a list of prizes going off there from 3:30 to 5:15 at the end of the day. So
talking with Ted Weinzerl with the Lake O'Galley Association. We'll wrap things up here in just a bit as well. We'll talk a little bit about if maybe you can't attend, but you'd like to get raffle tickets. We'll find out how you can get those as well here coming up. It's 9:28.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
The final horse now in the gate, and they're off. They're starting off with a double toe loop jump, leaving a difficult 7-10 split as there's movement on the inside rail. Only 9 pins separate them now as they head to the final quarter mile. They're neck and neck. It's down to the last frame. Here comes the axle jump. They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Win, strike, savings, gold.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Clean cut and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream. But she's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four wheel drives and big mud tires. Of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Baby, just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan-legged Juliet. Find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started.
station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
I know that every morning you go thumbing through the personal wants. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention. 'Cause there's a single white I should have put it in writing. Might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message. There's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you get the message that there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. A single white female is looking for a man.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN 938. Shelley Wright, single white female, and Ted Weinzner will join us one final time as we find out if you can't go to the event but you'd like to get raffle tickets for the big raffle. Ted, how can they do that?
We've got them for sale at definitely available down at the O'Galley Bar and Grill. They had some down at Corral, so they're around town. They could reach out to Mike McMahon or myself as well. We all have tickets in hand. So,
and they can do that through the Facebook page, right?
Correct. Correct. So, yeah, for the raffles, you do not need to be present to win. But for the door prizes, you do. We don't want to have to go track down people to try to get them their brats and cheese curds and stuff.
No, so, I get that. That makes sense.
Some of the stuff you do need to be present. So, at the hall, finish our conversation about that. We have the raffles and the drawings and the announcements all at the end of the day. But as for entertainment in between, you know, you can go in there and get your chicken dinner or your hot dogs, and you can get your beer or pop, whatever you need. And you know, people can hang out in there and enjoy the day. There's going to be games available for the kids and adults alike. There, we're going to have Chuck-a-Luck, and that's a dice game. And there's going to be Shiner Racing for the kids, or Minnow Racing. We'll have some eaves troughs on a table set up so they can kind of one-on-one race one another with these all things, right, from one end to the other. And we're also, for those that like fishing, but not so much in the cold. There is going to be an indoor fishing contest. And to tell you a little bit about that, Corral let us use their game that they have. And there's 750 fish in the pail. And for $10, you can draw three fish out of there. It's unlimited. If you want to draw six fish out of there, it's $20. You can keep paying and drawing as you want throughout the day. And we're going to pay out on that exactly the same as out on the ice. So the four species of fish, paying out the top three prizes, $150, $150.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, you know, for those wives that might not want to go out and get cold, they might win more money than their husbands just staying inside.
Or the husband might win more money inside while the wife's out fishing, because I know a lot of ladies that like to ice fish too, because they're going to want the $20K.
Exactly. It's going to be fun chasing that down. And I do hope somebody catches that. It would be fun to see. So
that would be fun. Pay out the stacks of cash. You bet.
You know, and with the warm weather coming, I would guess that most of the snow will be melted off the lake again and, you know, freezing at night. So, geez, maybe the kids should even bring down their ice skates for the day, and they can, if it's going to be a nice warm day, they can certainly go down and skate below the church hall there on the ice and kind of come and go as they please. Another thing I should mention as well, I forgot to mention the silent auction, and we have a good couple of them going on. We got a youth four-wheeler, that's a Polaris, and we have a dirt bike as well. So there'll be two silent auctions going on in there throughout the day. So lots to do, and I guess with that said, I should thank all the sponsors that we have. And I can't run through the list, really. There's quite a few of them. But we have several $2,000 sponsors, at least 13 or 15 $2,000 level sponsors, and $1,500 sponsors as well, and so on and so forth. And all of those will be listed and announced throughout the day down there. And I can't thank them enough for making this happen. It's going to be quite an event, and people should have a good time with it.
Looks like it's going to be a fun time. It's the Lake O'Galley Association's first annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event, again on January 27th in O'Galley. And again, you can visit the Lake O'Galley Association's Facebook page. Reach out to them that way if you'd like tickets, or even visit their website as well. On the way, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Jerry Barron Sons and Alcivia Co-op.
Looking to upgrade the home appliances? Alcivia Co-op Heating and Cooling features gas and electric ranges, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers from General Electric and Speed Queen. If you need an appliance repair, Alcivia Co-op Heating and Cooling can service all major appliances. Call Alcivia Co-op and ask for Jody Feedy. She'll help you with all of your home appliance needs. Alcivia Co-op, your GE and Speed Queen appliance dealer, Durand.
Milk markets are mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk up 6 to 15.77, March up 4 to 16.18, April down 1 to 16.89, May steady at 17.50. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher today. The strength in the cash markets from yesterday is extended into today, and that's led to triple-digit gains in the cattle markets. Hog markets mixed on the day so far. A combination of some short cover after the recent losses, but some of the deferred contracts continue to move lower on long liquidation. February live cattle up $1.12 to $174.22. January feeder cattle up $2.25 to $230.67. And February hogs now up 7 cents to $71.52. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all mostly lower this morning. There has been some strength in the dollar. Also some concerns that due to some of the economic conditions, the Federal Reserve may not be lowering interest rates as quickly as traders had expected. And that's led to a little bit of a sell-off in the markets, along with that benign South American weather that should actually help the corn and soybean crops in Brazil. March corn down 4.75 to 437.5. New crop down 3.25 to 471.75. March beans down 1.5 to 1204.25. New crop down 1.75 to 1187.25. Chicago wheat March down 7.25 to 575.25.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products. each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Starting off sunny today with clouds increasing. High temperatures climb to the teens and with winds calmer today, it'll actually feel like that. By tonight, we'll see a few flurries flying around with chance of snow through the overnight. And we could be waking up to a trace to a half an inch of snow on the ground tomorrow morning. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 1 degree.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I was getting kind of tired of her in the chatter. Nothing I could say ever seemed to matter. So I took a little dive just to clear my head. I saw a flashing neon up ahead. It looked like a place to find some satisfaction with a little less talk and a lot more action.
Old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning. Let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love. And the answer is in this song that I always sing.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Charlie Pride. Kiss an angel good morning, 9:50. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder that coming up on the February 1st and 2nd is the Corn Soybean Expo. That'll be at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. We'll be broadcasting from the Corn Soy Expo as well during, and we'll have reports from the expo during the morning farm report. For more information, visit cornsoyexpo.com. Well, today in history, 1929, commentator Walter Winchell made his radio debut. 1952, actor and comedian Curly Howard passed away at the age of 48. Of course, yeah, he was Curly in the Three Stooges. I loved him. Also, in 1957, the first nonstop around-the-world jet flight ended in Riverside, California. Really? Okay. Also, in 1967, Albert DeSalvo, the man who claimed to be the Boston Strangler, was convicted of his crimes. He would be sentenced to life in prison. He would be killed by a fellow inmate in 1973. 1996, legendary pool player Minnesota Fats passed away. Also, in 2000, Spin City star Michael J. Fox announced plans to leave the ABC sitcom as he fought and continues to fight Parkinson's disease. In 2011, show business veteran Regis Philbin announced his plan to leave the daytime talk show Live with Regis and Kathy, or Regis and Kelly, rather. The daytime Emmy winner said his years on the show had been a thrill and that the timing just felt right. That's what happened on this date in history.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yes, I admit I got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round. Wake up and right away, her name is on my lips. Once the memories start to flow, well, I can't stop with just one sip. Yes, I admit I got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. David Ball and Thinking Problem. Thanks to Ted Weinzerl from Lake O'Galley Association for joining us, talking about the upcoming Clarence Schneider first annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event on the 27th. Missed that interview? It's now on our podcast at realcountry1430.com. Just click on the podcast link. Happy National Winnie the Pooh Day today. Oh, Brianna loves Pooh. She loves Pooh Bear. Of course, the books written by the A.A. Milnes became popular with kids. A collection of books as well, with the books taking children through the 100-acre wood. Each character always played a unique role in the book, whether the wisdom of owl or rabbit led the group awry or a celebration ensued. The story's characters became beloved around the world. You bet. So if you're like Brianna, yeah, she might be 27, but she still has her Pooh Bear. You know, grab the Pooh Bear and, you know, maybe grab one of the books to celebrate this National Winnie the Pooh Day. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas girls high school basketball tonight. The Panthers taking on Colfax. Our coverage begins with the Advent Health Panther preview at 7 o'clock tonight on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand.